And this interference of the two frequencies causes a phonological disturbance. And we hear it as a disturbed quality, a troubled, unstable sound. And so we call minor music troubled, sad, unstable, dark, passionate, whatever. In other words, we translate a phonological disturbance into an emotional one. We are affected by it. Now, whatever subjective feelings we're going to report about that, they're going to be somewhere in the area of passion, dark, yearning, not satisfied, whatever it is. The very opposite of, right? Which is as major as it can be. Whereas this Bach violin sonata is immediately passion, because it's minor. But we can explain it completely phonologically. And so we come to realize that this so-called affective phenomenon of the minor mode is not basically an extrinsic metaphorical operation. It is intrinsic to music, and its meaning is a purely musical meaning. As used here in this sequence of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, it is simply another metaphorical way of varying a repetition, although it's a very moving way. We are moved, but the meaning of it, you remember the distinction I made earlier between meaning and expression? The meaning of it is intrinsically musical.